With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Staff shakeup involving intelligence and national security employees.
The Trump administration fired the top two officials at the National Security Agency, including the director, who also headed the Pentagon's U.S. Cyber Command. And President Trump acknowledged the firing of several White House National Security Council officials. The shakeup came a day after far-right activist Laura Loomer met with the president to discuss staff loyalty. He said Loomer sometimes offers advice, but claimed she had nothing to do with the recent firings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, states dealing with high cost of weight loss drugs and the impact limited coverage will have on patients.
Weight loss drug coverage is under threat, with many states looking for ways to lessen the blow on their budgets. More than a dozen states cover GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy, Ozempic, and Zepbound through Medicaid or state employee insurance programs. Connecticut faces a $290 million Medicaid account deficit. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont is looking to tighten guidelines on who can use GLP-1s. Starting June 14th, state Medicaid patients will be required to have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis to get the drugs covered. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Former Trump campaign advisor Tim Murtaugh says the president's tariff policies are intended to protect American businesses and create more jobs.
If you hear people talking about, oh, this Kia or this Hyundai is going to cost $60,000 instead of $40,000, well, buy an American car then.
Meanwhile, President Trump has been clear, saying he repeatedly is working to restore the U.S. industrial base. He's been taking steps to do that, and many of those steps have involved tariffs intended to balance trade. It began officially with the April 2nd Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs. This is SRN News. A breakdown of religious belief in this country.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views. While non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration launching a probe into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy allowing teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex while in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam is on a search.
The U.S. Department of Energy has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers in a push to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. This follows an executive order by outgoing President Biden that sought to remove hurdles for AI data center expansion in the U.S., while also encouraging those data centers which require large amounts of electricity to be powered with renewable energy. John Scott reporting.
Supporters of French conservative leader Marine Le Pen have gathered in Paris protesting her conviction for embezzlement and a five-year ban on running for office. Le Pen, who is appealing the verdict, has vowed not to let the presidency be stolen. A rival leftist demonstration assembled nearby denouncing her rally party. More details at srnnews.com.